Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to the Mac and T Show podcast. Here are your hosts, Brian McKay and T. David.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.
Welcome back to the Mac and T Show podcast. T, I don't know that you know this. We didn't speak about it beforehand, but today is the anniversary. It is the 13th anniversary of the day Tebow cried. The day that it is immortalized. Is it immortal?
Tebow cried.
Yes, September 27, 2008. Ole Miss handed Florida its only loss of the season when the Rebels blocked a potential game-time extra point with 3 minutes and 28 seconds to play. And in his post-game press conference, Tim Tebow gave an impassioned speech promising that his team would play as hard as they could for the rest of the season. A transcript of that speech is engraved on a plaque outside of Florida's football facility.
Ole Miss, if y'all want to take credit for boosting us to a national championship, good. Thank you. We'll take it.
Well, I've been taking credit for that national championship since 2008.
So, if that, you better than that, Ole Miss.
That's one thing that we have seemed to be good at throughout the years is beating teams and elevating them to basically getting them kickstarted on their national championship run. Because both times we beat Alabama, they ran off to the national championship. So,
I don't know about this year, but I'm looking Saturday, 3:30.
Yes, CBS. Cannot wait. Let's see what else went on in college football this weekend. SEC didn't struggle? A Clemson loss, yes. Which I saw that coming.
They had too many close calls already.
Yes, they were on a struggle bus already. And Dave Dorn, the former Ole Miss coach, and I'm gonna keep calling him that because if the Ole Miss had not won the Egg Bowl the year that they got rid of Hugh Freeze, Dave Dorn was literally already had the deal in place, just didn't have name on paper yet to be the head coach at Ole Miss. Then Ole Miss wins the Egg Bowl, back Luke becomes the new head coach, and here we are with Lane Kiffin a few years later. So, yes, Dave Dorn, former Ole Miss coach.
Stop it.
Head coach at NC State, I've met him during my deal with the 24 Hours of Nothing But Net with Debbie Antonelli. He was one of the people we interviewed, and he's a really nice guy. Glad for him. Glad to see him getting it rolling there at NC State and beating teams like Clemson, even though this is not the Clemson that your mama knew. This is another Clemson. But there you go. That's a perfect example of their fan base probably thinking that they were up there with Alabama. But if you're up there with Alabama, then you just reload after you lose a Trevor Lawrence and people like that. That's what Alabama does every year.
Right. So, plug and play.
Let's see in the SEC, I think just about every – if you're black and gold and you're in the SEC, you're terrible because Missouri and Vanderbilt just are dragging down the league. Vanderbilt got smashed by Georgia. Boston College beat Missouri. And everybody else just about had a struggle win. Auburn tried to lose Georgia State. LSU and Mississippi State was an awful game to watch. And I think Kentucky just barely beat South Carolina. Florida played well. They started off a little rocky, but once they got going, they steamrolled Tennessee.
They can't keep doing this and think it's gonna end well.
Now Emory is not gonna be able to run for 144 yards every game, so yeah.
Like these starts, and they don't necessarily be on offense. The defense be out there like, oh, oh, wait a minute, we do know how to play. Well, no, I need y'all to come out ready. Stop playing.
Yeah. Arkansas beat Texas A&M. So
that was I don't want to call it good, but I watched that and I was just like, well, last year when they act like Texas was A&M was good, I was like, well, I saw them and I really didn't think they were that good. And I feel the same way. I know these rankings be kind of skewed because they ain't played no games. And shout out Larry. He tried to say, oh, well, their quarterback was hurt. I was like, I don't care. Because they just didn't look good. Even the defense. Arkansas just don't have any better offense. So I was just like, Lord, this is bad.
Each week, them guys on TV swear up and down Arkansas offense. Won't keep sustaining this, and each week they keep winning.
Well, maybe. Maybe Texas defense might be better than A&M. Texas A&M defense might be better than I thought then. But that quarterback got hurt, and they struggled mightily. And he was out there hobbling around. They wind up putting him back out there just to finish the game. So.
I don't know how good West Virginia is these days, but Oklahoma almost lost to them. I suspect that they're probably...
I don't think the Oklahoma that good either. But, hey, what I know?
Alabama. Ooh, bless Southern Miss heart. Lord have mercy.
They got their check. They fine.
They got $1.9 million in
their check. They got it and going home.
The opening kickoff ran back for a touchdown. Man,
that
was not good from the start.
He was rolling, which is what should happen.
I think that's about the only other game of note. As I skim through them real quick,
the
UCLA and Stanford. I didn't watch much of it, but it was a shootout. UCLA won that one.
It should be fun seeing these next ones. Oh, shut up.
I'm excited
this week. Ole Miss and Alabama. That's the big SEC game. That's a 3:30 CBS game.
Oh, look at the schedule.
I feel like somebody else playing this. That might be a good one. Hopefully, it's on a channel I can watch.
Arkansas and Georgia.
That should be fun. But if Arkansas's quarterback is still hurt, Georgia, now I saw their defense. Now they look like their defense be bringing it. Now, I don't know if it was just a function of the team they played. Offense and offensive line wasn't that great, but Arkansas going to be in a world of trouble if their defense don't do no better than what I saw against Texas A&M.
ESPN,
it's going to be a long evening.
Huh? Yeah, ESPN so terrible. They got players watching the Alabama Ole Miss game. And for the passing, they got Bryce Young instead of Matt Corral. Matt Corral setting records right now.
Well, Lord.
I'm sorry. I'm biased, people. You know, Florida and Kentucky play.
Yeah, Florida should win that game. But again, I don't know what Jones gonna go out there doing. This being his first road start. And so.
Let's see. Fresh off their win against State, LSU goes to Auburn. No, Auburn comes to LSU.
That should be fun because you just don't know when them games. They don't matter how good or bad the other one is. Is that on? What channel is that on?
I don't think they got a TV.
They don't SEC network or something.
Schedule. Let me look at schedule. I had it on scores. Let me see if schedule is different.
Yeah, that should be on the SEC network at least.
There's a bunch of games. Auburn, LSU. Yeah, it's on ESPN.
Of course, how many stations ESPN have? Y'all got every game.
They got them all.
I've been watching a lot of whoever Fox show. I don't know, Pac 10, 12, whatever conference. Because I watched some of that Baylor game. It was good. Although that yellow uniforms they had on was distracting, but
You can't make green and yellow look good. I'm sorry.
You might green the Green Bay Packers are fine. I don't struggle watching them, but that I don't know if it was mustard. I think a part of it is it just shouldn't have on a whole bunch of yellow. It's almost like when you create a team on a video game and you be trying to make a special. Uh-huh. That's what it looked like, which is fine on a video game. But not on TV.
Let's move on to the NFL. Speaking of the Packers, I saw something, and we talked about it beforehand, but I saw something yesterday that was extremely, extremely impressive. And I've always been a fan of Justin Tucker of the Baltimore Ravens, but he just became my favorite kicker. 66
Is he on your fantasy
He's not.
Team?
He's
I'm about to say, you biased.
No, I always wait to the last pick to get a kicker, so I never get to have him because somebody inevitably picks him way too early. But, yes, Justin Tucker, 66-yard game-winning record field goal. But I cannot say that was the biggest moment of the game, which I'm obviously the biggest moment of the game, obvious. But the play to set it up. The 4th and 19, Lamar Jackson, beautiful throw. 2 weeks in a row, last week against the Chiefs, he won the game on 4th down. This week, he takes the 4th and 19 down to the winning moment for Justin, sets up Justin Tucker for the field goal. So Lamar, he coming into his own.
I didn't even see. I ain't seen no football, no NFL this.
I
rarely watch it. Sometimes if I happen to turn on the TV and something look interesting, I'll watch it for a few seconds but usually my TV don't be on a lot. It's probably most on in the morning when I'm working out.
Let's see. But my quarterback, even though he's not my quarterback in fantasy this year, but always my quarterback, Josh Allen. 32 of 43 for 358 yards and 4 touchdowns against the Washington football team. Yeah.
Well, the Bucs defense apparently couldn't stop, wasn't that? He had 4
Matthew Stafford. The LA Rams are the legit people. Matthew Stafford showing y'all what he could have been if Detroit had brought anybody around him. Yeah, he's got too many weapons, and they look. If they get home field advantage and they get all the way to the Super Bowl playing in L.A., they're going to be in trouble. Folks are going to be in trouble against them because they looked good yesterday.
Yeah, I said, are they winning? I was like, well, Lord, it's early. Because it was early when I saw the score, and I was like, anything can turn around. Let me just wait.
I mean, I think Brady still threw for like 400 yards.
He threw for 400, but the last thing I saw, he only had 1 touchdown. So,
yeah, 1 touchdown, 432 yards. But it just felt like Aaron Donald and them were constantly in the backfield harassing. Yeah, I mean, they got.
Well, and didn't the video game say Aaron is like a 99 or 100?
He's special. But it felt like they were constantly back there giving him fits. Green Bay had a photo finish last night against the 49ers.
Apparently they won on the field goal. Last second field goal, too.
Rodgers got down there 37 seconds on the clock, no timeouts, and pushed them down the field.
He don't like us for not, and I say us loosely, for not drafting him.
Yeah, let's see. Vikings put it on Seahawks. And I picked them when I was making my picks yesterday. I picked the Vikings to win that game because Seattle, even though they should win, they got a bunch of good talent, but they always seem to lose the games they ought not lose.
How the Rebel that play for them do?
DK? He had a good week this week. He's first 2 weeks, he kind of stumbled out the gates. But
so yeah. Is it him or the quarterback? I mean, can you say
Russell?
Unless he dropping passes, can
it's
you?
Not, it's not necessarily DK. I mean, oh. Russell just been kind of running for his life.
Okay, so the offensive line is not good.
Which again, they never have been. I think they were good 1 year, and now one of the years they won a championship.
So at some point, Seattle, I'm not trying to help y'all, but don't you draft some offensive linemen and stop getting what they call specialty pieces?
Yeah, right.
Well,
Saints. Well, being the Saints, they you know, week one they look beautiful. Week two they look like garbage. Week three they're back looking beautiful again. Jameis is not the answer. I'm sorry. We're 3 weeks into the experiment, and you know, I'm sure I could be made to look like Skip Bayless later, but he just
no, you can't. Cause Skip, I think he do everything for show and for clicks.
I do too.
The stuff he be saying, I be like, that's outrageous. Like, you just saying that so somebody will be, like, annoyed and just be like, yeah. I hope he don't believe half of the stuff he say. Go ahead.
Yeah, but I just don't know. I don't know that Jameis is what the Saints need.
He wasn't good when he played. He had, what? As many touchdowns as interceptions, like yeah, he had
30 touchdowns, 33 interceptions, something like that.
Yeah. So that's who he is.
Ooh, yep.
Did he have any turnovers? I'm assuming that's what you're talking about, but
he could yeah, be. Well, yeah, I mean, he just makes. They had a couple of. I think he had a couple of interceptions.
So
just
that, look, that he is who we thought he was.
Yeah. This is the truth. Let's see. Moving right along, I want to just talk about the WNBA playoffs really quickly.
Yeah.
Yesterday, they had the second round of elimination games. Seattle was upset. But I call it an upset because they were the higher seed, but Brianna Stewart was out, so that kind of hurt them. But they were beat by Phoenix in overtime in a fun game to watch, 85-80. Sue Bird hits a three-pointer to tie it, to put it in overtime. Well, actually, she tied it, and then they came down. Phoenix had a last shot of regulation. Skylar Diggins drove the lane, and Mercedes Russell, formerly of Tennessee, came across the lane and swatted it back to Phoenix. She smacked that ball out the gym to send it in overtime, and I think Taurasi hit a big shot in overtime to kind of push him ahead. And
now has this been on ABC or something?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I think yesterday's games were on ESPN. No, they were on ABC.
Because the few seconds that I was able to last year, I think it was that I watched.
I think they've all been on.
It was on ABC because I think the finals. ABC and they own the ESPN, don't they?
Yeah, the finals
on all the.
They're gonna do like the NBA and make the finals strictly on ABC. But
okay,
all the games so far have been on ESPN too.
Catch a glimpse of that.
Chicago and Candace Parker and her crew, Courtney Vandersloot and Allie Quigley and them, upset Minnesota, and. So now they will move on. Chicago plays Connecticut, and Phoenix will play Las Vegas. They're in the round of where they got to win 2 out of 3 now. So semifinals, that starts on
Speaking of that, what happened to the NBA? You remember when the first round, Lord, I'm probably telling my grownness. the first round used to be best of 5.
Yes, I can't remember.
And then
remember
the
exactly.
other ones were 7.
I don't remember exactly what year that changed, but yes,
okay,
I'm.
Go ahead.
I do recall those days. Yes, while I'm not the seasoned
veteran that I am,
you are. I am right there behind you.
I'm a veteran,
so I do
not in the military reform either.
But I'm seasoned.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
But the games so far, I watched all the games so far in the playoffs, and they've been very competitive. And I just want to give a shout out to Sue Bird. Might have been her last game we saw her play in the WNBA yesterday. And I think, you know, she's right now she's playing it like she, you know, she's going to make a decision or whatever. But
girl, go on over there and commentate somewhere.
I think it was pretty telling when the crowd started chanting one more game or, you know, how they do. And, you know, she had tears coming out of her eyes in the post-game interview. So that, I think that was pretty telling right there.
Some point you got to lay them down.
Future podcast guest on the Nothing But Net podcast with Debbie Antonelli, another podcast that I am involved in as producer. So hopefully we can get that done. I put it out on Twitter.
Well, we can't steal some of these people and see if they'll come on our show.
I'm working on it. See, but you know, Debbie
look, we can't afford to pay them to do it now. They can't do it out of the kindness of their heart.
Yes, because I don't have the name cachet that Debbie Antonelli does, but you know, I'm working on it.
Sometimes, like the you know how lawyers do stuff pro bono. That's what I need.
So. Yeah, so Tuesday they'll start up the semifinals in the WNBA playoffs. Can't wait for that. Moving right along on our list of topics. Let's see. Oh, what if? What if episode 7? What if Thor were an only child? So Loki does not get
spoiled.
Yeah, he definitely went to a spoiled, rotten little thing. And he was starting to kind of be that anyway in the movies, and he kind of had to grow up because he was.
Well, at the beginning, yeah, he was a little. He was less spoiled and more arrogant to me.
That was a better word for it, but how he was. But yeah, he is definitely a rotten child. He a big partier. He came down to Midgard, they call Earth, and threw a big old party. They had Skrulls. They had all kinds.
They had everybody. Loki's people. First of all, I didn't remember. You know what? I did remember the Ice King, Ice People.
The Frost Giants. Yes.
Frost Giants being giants. So what happened that Loki just, he never grew into his
thing? I don't know if the fact that Odin put some kind of enchantment on him. I can't
remember. Right. It would. Because he should have been like, like, well, if Loki was supposed to be that big, why he so little?
That's a good question. Maybe when.
Was it a function of the coal make the whatever genes grow? Because I was like, when he was on that phone, burn. At first I didn't know what he was doing. When he was on the phone, he had called. I was like, what is that in his hand? I said, Lord, that's the phone. And then when he dropped it, you know, it had the phone so far. I was like, yeah, that's crushed up.
Yes.
If nothing else, these have been funny.
That was so.
Even the ones I didn't care for, they had like some funny parts in them. But I like this one.
Yeah, that one was very good.
All the people from Guardians of the Galaxy had came down and was partying.
Yes.
The Frost Guards was out there partying.
Darcy got married to Howard the Duck.
Lord. I didn't know what that was for or about. I was like, I don't really know, and I don't see the humor in it, but whatever, y'all did it. But yeah, they were just partying all over the world. It was spreading. Partying was spreading like a virus.
I don't get the fascination with Howard the Duck, but all the comic book fans really love him. So I'm sure that's why they keep throwing him in things.
Okay, because I was just like, I don't even know where he came from. Like I'm just clueless because I don't know where he came from.
So I'm just, you know, I you know, like you said, it was funny. It was one to enjoy. Captain Marvel is clearly the Earth's protector because we have no Avengers. So,
and when they pulled that beep pager out, Lord, I was like, the old good old pager in the special box. Hopefully, what's his name come out of the coma? Didn't somebody hit him and put him in a coma? Man, when they asked what happened to what's his name with the eye patch?
Samuel Fury.
Yeah, Nick got beat up.
So I'm interested to see how they pull off what they're about to pull off. But
yeah, because they gotta put them all together.
The end of the episode we saw Ultron in the Vision body, the one that he had created that, you know, the Avengers kind of, the Thor kind of stole.
The one that stopped them from doing. Yes.
And he, and not only is he in Vision's body, he has all six Infinity Stones. Boy, that's
pretty. Yeah, because we know that Thanos is a good guy now.
Yeah.
But he still got, you know, he still think his ideology was right. But
right, he's still now. Trying to push the fact that his ideology was just in his mind. Yeah, so interesting. Looked like we got an end game about to come up. See what
happens. I thought they had to call his mom.
Yes, they called Frigga. And she come. That's the first time I've seen her use the Bifrost to get somewhere.
That well, was I couldn't understand how it took her so long. Now I know that, you know, because they was cleaning up everything.
Right.
It was kind of based on a, you know, idea of you having a big party at your parent house and then they come home earlier than expected and you have to clean up. But yeah.
Well, next week we get, I guess, a continuation of the story. We got Gamora dressed as Thanos and wielding his two-sided blade. Oh, so she'll be, okay. I guess, Gamora be Thanos.
With the blonde hair?
Gamora is...
the blue one?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
But Gamora, the blue one, I thought she would have stayed. You know, our premise was that she didn't need to... He didn't come and take over their planet, so... Anyway, we'll see where they go with it.
And then, obviously, episode 9, the last of season 1, will be Ultron Vision, so...
Well, I want to give a shout out to Bad Batch. I watched all of them and I enjoyed all of it.
I got to finish them. I haven't finished them. Hope, go ahead.
I hope they have a season 2 because I enjoyed it. And it can be a season 2 because I was like, this ain't over. Like, well, I know y'all ain't going to stop right here. So
good. They left it on the cliffhanger.
Yeah, something else can happen. So. Looking forward to seeing if that happens. That should be fun. I have been trying to watch. What's that last X-Men out with the what Raven is? Her name ain't Raven. What's her name with the that's really powerful X woman?
I know you're talking about Jean Grey.
Jean.
Mm-hmm.
I've been trying to watch that one. I've been struggling.
So, it's not good. I didn't like it.
Okay, so that's why I'm struggling. It's just
it is what it is.
It is what it is.
But it ain't all that. What's it?
I movie? Probably need to watch it just to say just so if they throw something in there that I reference back to it, they need a whole kickstart. They need just a whole new kickstart because X-Men, First Class, they tried to that didn't work. So they need a whole new.
I'm fine if they bring in Patrick Stewart and them for like a cameo in the Doctor Strange movie, like they're talking about doing, mm-hmm. where they kind of get brought from another multiverse. I'm fine if they do that, but as far as like the actual X-Men that will be in the MCU, they just need to just reboot.
Need another start because they just struggle. Especially with, you know, now what they were fine for what they were when we first met them in the X-Men, you know, when it started. But now they don't, you know, they don't raise the bar so high. They need a reboot, like you called it. I call it a kickstart, whatever. The start over, whatever. Something needs to happen because they not good.
Do you have any sayings for us this week?
Of course.
Let's hear them.
Brian.
Uh-oh.
Hold on, let me get to it because I was talking to somebody. Shout out Larry again. He said this, and I was like, I told y'all when it's just part of our lexicon that we say these things. What is smart as a whip? Brian, why would that even? You smart as a whip. Maybe a whip means something different than that you would whip a horse or something. The whip that people
use. I wonder if maybe they're
because there's a house whip. they call it a whip in the House or the Senate. And so maybe whip, I need to improve my vocabulary and learn what other definition of the whip. Because I was like, that's used to hurt people. What has that got to do? Like, it's used to beat stuff, punishment. And see, even Google Dictionary don't make me feel better about being smart as a whip, because even though we talk about Congress and Parliament,
right,
again, it's about maintaining discipline among the members. Mm-hmm. So,
oh yeah, a strip
that's
of
what
leather.
The whip does.
A strip of what a leather used to for beating a person.
Yeah, so
for urging on the animal.
Being smart as a whip don't sound good at all.
No.
Or even make sense. Now, this is one that may not make sense, Brian.
Oh, my.
Okay, the whip. Who was throwing out babies with bathwater?
Lord, I've heard that for years and never understood it. Golly.
What are we doing? Who? Hey, don't throw that baby out with that bathwater. Like, you was in the kitchen, it's like, y'all finished? Yeah, don't throw the baby out with the bathwater. Like, what? What are we doing, bro?
Would you? I don't understand.
Right, why? You got the baby. You know it's a baby. You know you can't just throw it away. What are we doing? So, not really sure under what circumstances that became
part of the lexicon.
When do we say it? Don't throw the baby out. I personally haven't used it because I don't think I really understand it necessarily. So that is not personally one of mine. I've said a lot of these, but that haven't been, don't throw the baby out with the bath one have been one of them. Just take that with a grain of salt.
Yes, man.
Do salt make this go better, get down better? Like, what?
I guess salt seasons it makes it taste better. I don't know. That's the way I always.
But usually, when I use it, take it with a grain of salt, I'm saying, hear it, but
understand it, you know.
Right. It's just like, I'm take that with a grain of salt. I hear you, but I don't necessarily believe it, and I'm going to need more information or something like that. I don't know, Brian. Yeah. And the last one for today is who is Scott? Because Scott been out here getting away with a whole bunch of stuff. And you don't got away scot-free. Who is it? That's all I want to know. If somebody tell me what Scott been out here doing and just not getting any kind of circumstance or repercussions or consequences, none of that. Brian, you know him. Do you know Scott?
No, me and Scott ain't acquaintances. I don't know
Brian,
Scott.
Where Scott Free come from then?
I don't know. That's hilarious. Oh my God.
Girl, Scott, he get away with everything. Yep. And then somebody do something. Yep, Scott, he got off with that. Scott Free. This be like, what?
That don't make no sense.
I know something like that had to happen. And I want to know who Scott is. And can somebody Google us? What's our information, Brian? So they could tell us if somebody know about Scott.
Yes, and, if any of you know who Scott is or why he gets off so free, please email us the Mac N letter N T show at gmail.com. That's the Mac letter N T show at gmail.com. Or you can get us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram at the Mac T show. That's Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook at the Matt T Show. That is the way to reach us.
Oh, Lord.
If you know who Scott is and what his whereabouts and why he is always getting off so free, please hit us up and let us know. And if you have any sayings yourself that are a little peculiar, a little strange, things you've been hearing your whole life that you just never understood, hit us up. Let us know.
Brian, the Google machine has spoken.
We found
Scott-free.
Oh, we done found Scott, Lord.
Originated from a Scandinavian word, scat, which means tax or payment-free.
Uh-huh.
And some kind of way, scat became Scott. So basically, you got away tax-free or payment-free, which we understood that scot-free was like it was good. We knew that, but I thought Scott was a person, but Scott means tax or payment, and it was scat in Scandinavian, and you know how we take words and make them our own, right. And it became Scott. Well, there you have it, folks. We learned something new today. Scott means tax-free. You got away with that tax or payment-free.
You're welcome.
Scott-free sound better.
You're welcome. we learned you something early on.
Early in the morning.
Depending on when you listen to this, yes.
Right. You're going to learn something. You're going to learn today.
We got you always need to learn something every day. We got yours out there.
You got your one down. Scott-free, Scandinavian scat, meaning tax or payment-free. Thank y'all for coming out.
Yes.
I'll be back next week. Same time, same bat station. Oh.
Oh, man. Well, as always. Oh, speaking of, we have Venom coming out this week, people. Coming out in the theaters.
Brian, I'm sad.
I know. I understand.
Because I want to see it, but I can't watch all that gore in this.
Yeah. And November 12th is Disney Plus Day. I don't remember if we talked about
what does that mean? Help me, because I saw that you sent me that email, and I was like, I don't really know if I understand what's happening right here.
It's basically a day they're going to have a big deal where they talk about the new upcoming projects. And remember last year when I sent you all that stuff about everything that was coming out? It's been crazy that it's been a whole year, but yeah. They basically talked about everybody, all the different upcoming projects on Disney Plus. Obviously, they'll have a big Marvel section. And that will be the day that Shang-Chi begins streaming for free on Disney Plus, November 12th.
So, are they going to let it just go to free?
Uh-huh. Everybody that did not get to see it in theaters, they will have their opportunity to see it then.
Look, am I a membership right now? I got to January. I think I didn't kick it on until January.
There you go. So
I still ain't watched. Have you seen the Cat, the Dalmatian? I don't know what the name is.
Cruella, yes.
Yeah, Cruella.
Yes.
Is it worth watching?
It is. It's very good. And it tells you, basically, it does a good job of
breaking down Cruella de Vil's backstory.
You understand why she don't like Dalmatians. By
Lord. Okay, that's good to know. Because I was like, I don't know if I want to see this. But have you been watching Doogie?
No, I got started this week. I have it on my to-do list started this week.
I heard it was Doogie, good. But Doogie,
somebody's
it look interesting. So I might check out one.
One of my babies, they've been watching. They enjoy it, so.
Oh, Lord. It got to be the oldest baby. The other one's too young.
Mm-hmm.
The oldest baby. He's a baby. That's hilarious. Anyway.
He told me something funny this weekend, but I can't remember what it was.
You been watching what do you call them? Bad movies?
Bad movies. You watching
bad movies again?
Oh, Lord. Yeah, so.
We want to give a shout out before I go because I just thought about it. Somebody else might be gone on to the other side and became an ancestor. I didn't want to give a shout out to Melvin Peoples, Mario Van Peoples' daddy. He died last week.
Yes.
But I remember him being in some stuff that I liked. I saw it was before my time, but he was doing a lot of work. After they started talking about him, I was like, oh, I didn't know he was like activist and all this other stuff. But,
and we talked about last week the guy that died. Yeah, we talked about him because of the Emmys.
MK.
They had the drug overdose.
I just don't made him a whole short name.
Yeah, we talked Michael. About him, Michael.
So, yeah.
So, well, as always, I am one of your hosts, Brian McKay, and I am with
T. Live Life on Purpose, Davis.
And this has been the Mac and T Show podcast. Thank you for listening.
This is the Mac and T Show. This is the Mac and T Show. We talk movies and TV shows, sports and world news, coasting like on a world cruise. Hosted by Brian Nikkei and T Davis. Yeah. You can't tame us. We're going to the top, we're becoming famous.
What time is it?
It's time for the Mac and T Show.
What time is it?
I said it's time for the Mac and T Show.